HTX rejects UK sanctions claim, says it turned down. Ruble stablecoin HTX, the crypto exchange, formerly known as Huobi, has publicly rejected allegations from UK authorities that its platform was used to evade sanctions tied to Russia. In a statement covered by CoinDesk on May 27, 2026, the exchange said it turned down a request earlier this year to list a ruble-pegged stablecoin and called the UK characterization of its activity inaccurate and unsubstantiated. The denial lands as broader crypto markets sit on the back foot. BTC trades at 75,078, down 1.1% over 24 hours, with ETH at 2,082s, and the Crypto Fear and Greed Index reading 37 fear as of May 27, 2026. None of the price action is tied to the HTX news, but the regulatory backdrop adds to a string of jurisdictional fights that have shadowed offshore exchanges for the past 2 years. The allegation HTX is pushing back on UK officials, according to the CoinDesk report, flagged HTX in materials supporting recent sanctions actions targeting Russian financial infrastructure. The exchange disputes that framing. Its statement makes two distinct claims. First, that it has no operational presence in the UK and does not market to UK residents. Second, that it actively refused a ruble stablecoin listing earlier this year when approached by a Russia-linked issuer. HTX did not name the issuer. The exchange said the refusal was logged internally and that it would cooperate with any formal inquiry, though it has not been served with a UK enforcement notice. Public sanctions filings from the Office of Financial Sanctions Implementation do not list HTX or its corporate parents. The ruble stablecoin angle is the new piece. A ruble-pegged stablecoin from a Russian issuer is the kind of product that would draw sanctions attention almost regardless of the listing venue. The G7 secondary sanctions regime, which expanded in 2025, treats facilitation of ruble settlement outside Russia as a sanctionable activity in itself, even when the participating firm is not Russian. By disclosing that it was approached and declined, HTX is making a specific compliance argument that its onboarding process catches sanctioned issuer requests before they reach a listing committee. Exchanges that quietly decline these requests without disclosure usually do so to avoid signaling to other issuers. HTX is choosing the opposite tactic and using the refusal as evidence. Other large exchanges have taken similar positions over the past 18 months. Binance and OKX have both publicly stated they do not list ruble-denominated stablecoins, and Tether removed Russian users from EU-based platforms after the 14th sanctions package. The HTX response fits that pattern, but with the added wrinkle that the UK appears to be naming the exchange directly. The UK enforcement question. UK financial regulators have steadily tightened the framework around crypto firms with overseas operations. The Financial Conduct Authority recently flagged shortcomings in how UK-registered firms approve financial promotions, including those linked to crypto. And the broader posture from HM Treasury has been to expand the perimeter of enforceable conduct rules to any firm that touches UK customers. HTX's argument that it has no UK marketing or operational footprint is, in that context, a substantive defense rather than a technicality. The exchange has been off the FCA's warning list for unauthorized firms since 2023. If the UK case rests on indirect facilitation rather than direct UK customer harm, the evidentiary bar is higher. The exchange is also asking publicly for the chance to respond before any formal listing. That request is rhetorical as much as procedural, since sanctions decisions in the UK do not require pre-listing notice. The framing is aimed at the market and at potential institutional partners rather than at the regulator. Practical read for users and partners, counterparties evaluating HTX, including liquidity providers and on-off-ramp partners, are likely to wait for any formal UK action before adjusting flows. The exchange has not been added to the OFSI consolidated list, and no UK bank has publicly cut services in response. Users with HTX accounts in non-UK jurisdictions are not directly affected by the dispute itself. The wider takeaway is that ruble stablecoin requests are now a recurring test for exchange compliance teams. Listing one is enforcement-grade exposure. Refusing one and disclosing the refusal, as HTX is now doing, may become a more common defensive posture for venues that operate outside the EU and US perimeters.